Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Get up, get up, get up. It's the Get Up Show.
Hey, what's going on? It's the Simon Says Podcast with us. We're the Get Up Show. I'm Sean. Look here, it's Charlie.
I'm Charlie.
Look over there, it's Maddie.
Hi, I'm Maddie.
So welcome to it. We hope that you enjoy and you like it and you subscribe to it and you tell all your good-looking friends about it. It's been feeling good
even
outside.
Even the ugly ones.
Yeah, the ugly ones, too.
We don't care.
I used to love to do that when I used to do club gigs out of the nightclubs. Get on the microphone. Hey, how's everybody doing tonight at the Platinum Club? All the ugly people go, woo! And then the whole place goes, woo! They didn't catch the ugly part.
All that early. Hey, Bill.
How y'all feeling about this weather, man? You know, I'm usually a cold weather guy, but I love this springtime stuff right now, right this minute.
It's been amazing, and it's helped to get me out of my seasonal depression, and now it's going to go cold and dreary again.
Don't worry about that. Just take it while you got it. Maybe it's knocked it all the way out.
I mean, I want it when daylight saving kicks in, because then I want to be able to go outside at the end of the day.
You had to mention that.
I did.
It's getting better, though. I mean, I noticed yesterday that it was still light out at 5:30, and that's a good thing.
Yeah. But after that awful, pure evil torture that we have to go through every year when we spring forward, it's going to be light to like 8 o'clock at night.
Oh, my God, no.
It's the worst thing.
God, it's like you and the children. See, we have to put you both to bed before, like, it's okay.
But that's
okay,
the only reason why light. He likes that it gets dark early is because he needs an excuse to go to bed at 7.
But don't you have blackout curtains?
I couldn't figure them out.
Close them.
No, I don't know.
We got some. Like, I wouldn't even call them necessarily straight up blackout curtains. They're just really thick curtains, and they work amazing.
I bought blackout curtains on the Amazon, where I get everything that I don't know what to do with.
Yeah.
And I opened the package, and I held it up to the window, and I could still see light through it. So I folded that one back up, put it back in the package, and I haven't tried anything else. And I'm all out of ideas.
Oh, my gosh. Do you have blinds on your windows?
Yes.
And then you put the blackout curtains over top of them. It is dark.
Oh, but my blinds are nice. I don't want to cover up the blinds.
Well, I mean, you only close them when you're going to sleep.
We don't even need the blinds.
Oh, my gosh. You need way too much direction for
Welcome
this.
To light
Maddie,
talk.
Please go help him.
No, I will not. I'm
this
done.
This is so much. This is so
I
complicated.
Retire. He's your baby.
What do you mean you're done? Well, I was going to ask you for some help with all kinds of things.
No, you're good. You got this. I feel good about it.
Why? What makes you feel good about it when I feel awful about it?
Because you are becoming very self-sufficient.
I am?
I think you are starting to become more self-sufficient than you're aware of.
I am?
Yes.
What did I do?
I don't remember specifically, but I have a good
Finally
feeling
Finally bought
it.
Yourself a different car so that no one had to come pick you up off the side of the road.
You got your car.
Yeah.
You're still living in the house.
Yeah.
Still eating the foods.
Yeah. You showed up.
I guess I didn't think of that.
No, look at that. See? Man, you're
doing good.
Checking all the boxes, my guy.
But the thing is, man, it's so dark all morning when we spring forward. I hope they do away with it. I've heard some rumblings.
No.
I've heard rumblings that they might outlaw it, and anybody who moves their clock forward goes straight to prison is what I heard.
Rumbling sounds like a burn end.
Would you like some brisket
for some rumblings?
Brisket rumblings, $2.99 a pound.
See, speaking of which, when you call things burnt ends, I've never thought that sounds appetizing, even though everybody's all excited about them.
I know.
I don't get it either.
Oh, sounds Jesus. Terrible.
My wife sent me the thing. I'd seen it before, but it was burnt end hot dogs, and basically it's just basically cutting up hot dogs and, you know, burning them.
The ends.
Soaking them in sauce. Yeah, well, you could probably sell
that if you tried hard enough.
This is true. Yeah, there's ads for all kind of stuff like that. Anything that you can think of, somebody's selling it online. And there's like all these clubs now where you join, like the hot dog burnt end club. You get the hot dog burnt end of the month for the rest of your life.
Yeah, you can never get out of it once you join.
It's everything though, man. Like I was looking at one last night Wolfgang Puck's, what do you call them? Those things.
Pizzas?
Bonbons, but not bonbons. What are, oh, truffles. Wolfgang Puck Truffles. There's a club that you can join, and it's $75 for your first box of Wolfgang Puck Truffles, and they look so good.
And it's just, so is it truffles the mushroom or truffles
no,
the
candy.
Chocolates?
Like a bonbon, you know. Shake your bonbon.
Hey, I got a truffle question,
yes.
And you're the right person to ask. So we have this debate now. We've been calling our middle dog the truffle pig because all he does is walk around. He's gotten kind of fat, and he just grunts and snorts at things.
Yeah.
So truffle pigs, the actual pig,
mm-hmm.
would they eat the truffle if you didn't pull them away? Like, they're not just getting it for you. Like, they're looking, and they would want to eat it, right?
I don't think so. I think that they're trained specifically just to root them out.
But they're trained. But if one of those was out in the wild,
I think he'd eat it.
Yeah. See, because our thought was, you know, it's like, oh, I wonder if we could get him to go and find us truffles, but then he would eat them.
It's the same concept as when you have a retriever dog who goes after your bird that you shot.
You've trained it to drop it.
Yeah, it doesn't
be nice to it and not.
Yeah, because if you hadn't done that and the dog came across it, he'd eat some of it and then he would roll in the rest of it and then come back in your house.
That'd be so awesome.
I'm going to let my wife know that it's all about the training.
Thank you. About the training.
But so know that he's definitely going to roll in it no matter what happens.
Yeah, I know. That rolling in it is always part of it.
So listen to this. That's a good jump off right here. Have you met your soul pet? Is this the pet that was destined to be in your life and your companion for as long as they live?
I don't think there's ever just one.
No.
But here's how they say these are the indications that you've met your soul pet. And I know I've had mine. I'm getting a little
misty.
A little misty over it. There's an instant connection when you meet your soul pet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you ever have to get used to one?
Not. I mean, of the five pets I've had as an adult, I would say three of them loved me right away. Mm-hmm. And I loved them right away.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like I've bonded with the truffle pig.
But initially, was there something there? Like, right away, you met the animal and you were like, oh, I love this truffle pig. Snort at me.
Yeah, I mean, to a point.
Well, I mean, but you could take it or leave it. If you didn't see it again, you wouldn't have been sad. But some of them, you're just like, oh, my God, you're mine forever.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's wild because Elvis, the one that I think of, and Doc, the one before him, connection. And Elvis was not even my dog. It was my ex-wife's dog, but he ended up being my dog, and you know, for the rest of his life, traveled everywhere, took him everywhere, still miss him, still look for him sometimes.
When I went to go get Oscar, I went to this lady who had all these puppies, and I basically just like got in the pen with them, and the one that came up to me and gave me the most love, that was the one that I took home.
Smart. And did you have that plan when you went in there, or is that just how it unfolded?
How it unfolded. I didn't know. I'd never gotten a dog before.
Huh. Number two sign that you got your soul pet. You feel a sense of peace when you're with it.
Yes.
Do you?
Yeah, it really is funny. I think truffle pig is my, has kind of become, like, which I feel bad because I came in with a dog and I feel like I've disrespected her, but I mean,
you like
she's
a different
not
one
as
better.
Cuddly. Like, I don't know. It's not the same.
But was she ever that cuddly? Was she ever that thing?
Yes and no. I mean, we've always had a good relationship. We have a good thing.
They teach you valuable life lessons, they say, is another sign.
Oh,
they don't have to say a word.
But yeah, you're making me sad.
You learn more about, I know it's a sad thing, man. And I don't have a pet anymore. And when I'm around them, sometimes I think maybe I need to do that. And then like the guest dog will then go poop in the floor in the living room.
You're like, that's enough.
Yeah, I've had enough of this. Thank you.
What about the monkeys, the sea monkeys?
Those were good. We had a good run on those.
I mean, those were kind of soul pets.
I did like them as soon as they started wiggling. Does that count? And we had thousands of them for a time, but the thing is, they eat each other constantly, and you figure out that the stuff at the bottom of the tank is all the dead bodies.
As soon as he'd grow attached to one, another one would eat it.
I was attached to the whole thing.
I mean, you just went through all that effort to get that hat and a tie on it.
Yeah.
It's ready for his big day at the office.
Yeah, it was rooting out tiny little sea truffles.
Hey, again.
And it got eaten.
They always made it look like they had this whole sweet community, and then they were just crowns. Eating each other and just bodies everywhere.
That's what it was. It was carnage. It was sea monkey carnage at all times in that damn little tank until we got down to there was like two or three of them. And then at some point, there'd be a few more. No, then there'd be a few more, and there'd be babies wiggling around. Then by the end of that day, they've eaten those babies. And then at the very end, there was one great big one left.
Yeah, and he ran out of food.
Nothing, no friends and kids left to eat.
Was he wearing a hat and a tie ready to go to the office?
Isn't that the same old story? No friends and kids left to eat. That's it. Done.
I think that's an Allman Brothers song.
But my daughter was really attached to the dang sea monkey. She gets attached to everything. She had those hermit crabs that lived longer than they ever should. And
they always do.
That she was crazy about them. Oh, that was a sad thing when they went, too. Here's one. You feel a deep purpose with them in your life. I guess you have to. You got to feed it.
Yeah.
It's not about you.
A lot of responsibility.
Overall, regular pet maintenance.
You feel energized around them.
They make me happy.
Yeah, there's not a lot of energy right now in our days.
And they say that if you are a person who lays around watching TV, that your dog learns that. And I wonder if the dog just goes with it or if the dog is laying there thinking, come on, man.
Probably, but they do go with it. They're like, okay, this is what we do.
I don't know. My big dog has started doing this thing where she walks up next to me and just stares at me.
What does she want?
I don't know. This is one of her new neuroses. She just stares at me and then like talks to me and I'm like, all right, well, do you need to go out? And she's like, yeah, sure. And then that wasn't it.
How old is she?
She's 10.
You changed something in your routine? Are you not playing video games anymore?
No. Trust me, I'm the same me as I've been for years.
I mean, there's a thing. She's like, it's time for us to go play video games, Dad.
No.
Dad.
You think?
Dad.
I don't know.
She has
gotten extra crazy, though.
You still on your poutine routine?
Yep.
Because they look forward to those curds.
Oh, man. Curds and gravy.
You want curds and gravy? Yes, you do want curds and gravy.
God, my tail is wagging.
They say if you had an unlikely meeting with this pet, that it's your soul pet.
Mm.
Like, you weren't planning on it, but somehow you ended up. That's what happened with Elvis. I wasn't planning on it. He ended up being my dog. Mm.
That's what happened with Gracie, the big dog.
The big dog.
Yeah, because someone surprised me with her after a fantasy football draft at the bar when I was drunk.
You got your dog at a bar?
Yeah, pretty much.
How did I not know that?
I don't know. You just don't listen to me.
How dare you?
No, it was after a draft, and we were up there, and one of the bartenders had gotten, it was the girl dog and a boy dog. She was keeping the boy dog. She brought the girl dog up, be like, anybody want a puppy? And she put it in my hands, and I was like, I would like this puppy.
That was it.
Drunk Maddie.
That's
sober
all it
takes.
Me stuck with it, and then here I am.
Now, how far into it were you when drunk you took the puppy? When you woke up the next day, were you like, what the hell is this dog doing here?
No. Luckily, she was responsible. She didn't just give me a puppy right there.
Okay.
I had to wait, and we had
to. Are you sure? Let's talk about this when you're sober.
Yeah, no. We did. It wasn't like an infomercial where I ended up with a set of, the knife collection or my Foreman grill.
The mini chainsaw.
That would be great, though. Wake up, there's a dog licking my face. I'm like, what?
Where'd you come from?
You know that's happened to people. That has happened to people before. You know it has.
Where's my hand-painted American Eagle dollars that I ordered?
Why do I have a me and you tattoo on my neck?
It feels like you can communicate telepathically with your pet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I've always
had. We don't even have to. Because we just have straight-up conversations all the time. I mean, I'm doing all the talking, but it's
You
there.
Do both voices?
Oh,
yeah,
God,
but they know what's up.
What is the old one's voice sound like when you talk to her and...
The big one. Okay, so the big one.
I'm Gracie. This is me.
Okay,
Daddy.
The middle one. It just depends. And then Gus is
smooth brain. Hi, mommy. I don't like anything.
Smooth brain.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, that's.
I know that cracks me up every time you smooth, say it, though.
Smooth brain. No ridges. No lumps.
Do you ever like lock eyes with them and try and tell them something and see if they react?
Yeah.
Like without talking, you're just thinking at them.
No, but I will today.
Yeah, do that. Yeah. Just see what happens, because they probably will react just by virtue of it being, you know, like an instinctual thing. If you look them in the eyes, it's a threat or it's something.
They won't. Well, so yeah, the white dog, she's just got too much anxiety. So if I sat there and did a staring contest with her, she'd be like, ooh, ooh, like looking around.
Right.
But then the big silly Great Dane, she would do it for a little bit, and then she'd want to boot my nose because she can't sit there too long either.
Did you get that stuff I told you to get for that dog?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's been on it, but I gotta call the vet. She's starting to get... That's a problem, though. I mean, this is the real bummer about this whole conversation is that they're both getting up there. The big one's 10. The smaller one's 9. They're both gray. Like,
gray
and
face.
The big one's kind of doing the stiff joints. Like,
how old's the doofy one?
The youngest is, God, I don't know, 5.
And you talk about the Librela, the stuff that helps them with their moving around stuff.
The glucocamine or whatever.
Well, the Librela, I think, is the name of the one that my guy told me about.
Is it a prescription shot?
Yeah, it's a shot.
Yeah, I had to give that to my dog, and it was like liquid gold because it's really expensive.
Yeah, but he said it brought his dog back. Like, he had a 12-year-old German Shepherd that was fading out.
It helps.
Started giving him that, and he's like, he's a dog he used to be.
Oh, my God, this commercial, you know, of course they target you. And I must have Googled, like, you know, joint supplements.
Dog
and
joints.
There's this one commercial I keep seeing. It's like, this is my dog, Crumbles, and she's 26 years old. This was her before. And it was like, they kill me. And then it's like, after I give Crumbles this food, this special food. Yeah, it's like, I don't know. It's like, I think your dog is just like, please.
I think you,
like,
got a new dog. Stop.
But it made me laugh. Every time it comes on, it's like, this is my sweet 46-year-old dog, Crumbles. And Crumbles is like,
is it really named Crumbles?
No, I can't think of it.
Oh, it's dude, because I was loving that.
That's a great name.
Crumbles is a good name for a dog.
I can't remember anything. Why would I remember Crumbles? No, that one, I got it. I don't even, again, you see a commercial too, and I don't even know what it's for. I can't remember if it's for the dog food you keep in the fridge that everyone freaks out about,
Fresh
or
pet.
If it's for the, yeah.
Here's a couple more. You feel comfortable being in silence with them? Absolutely.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
yeah.
Fine.
That's
we're
the
good.
Best.
I used to get in kind of a trance state listening to him breathe.
Oh.
You know, if he's in bed with me.
Oh, dude, yeah.
Just listening to the nose breathing.
Well, everyone, I think that's the thing I like about the fat one is that he actually will tuck in. You know, like, you can get him to tuck in and just sit next
be
to
careful.
Where the big one won't.
Be careful with that.
Well,
be careful,
yeah,
what?
I know, but
rolling over on a little dog and breaking its spine
like I do.
I know.
Well, my dog's not that little.
Everything is more meaningful with your pet there. Is that true?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially when they watch you pee.
My dog, did I tell you guys that, like, my dog Riley, she has learned my routine so much that, like, usually when I get home after work, put my things down, she runs to the bathroom because she knows I'm going to have to pee, and she, like, shows me where it's at.
You're kidding.
She will show me where the bathroom is.
Does she get you a glass of wine, too?
I'm still working on that.
And they inspire you creatively is the last one. And I would say, just hearing what you guys are saying, I'd say that's true. Making up voices for them and stuff like that.
Yeah, in that sense. Yeah. I'm not coming up with new, fantastic work ideas staring at my dog. Hey, all right, I'm thinking seafood dumpster.
You could do better.
Yeah, licking something yourself.
Did you see the thing? You know, this is happening way too much, the ripoffs of the old people. But there's a dude who had a lot of money. He's like 78, 79 years old. And he had saved up all this money to retire on. And he had some plans in mind for the rest of time. And then he got a pop-up ad that was the FBI saying that his information had been compromised and he was in danger. And click this link and get with us right away.
No.
And so he did exactly what any of us would do. He took all his money, turned it into gold bars, wrapped it up in a shoebox, and gave it to a random dude in a grocery store parking lot.
Yeah. Dude, I don't even know how to get gold bars.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid, the audience is growing, but the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
It's I think that's the part that always gets me, is that you've made it this far in life. And it's like, I understand if you're concerned that there might be some question with your, you know, the FBI says you might have had a security breach or something. I mean, it's scary to think, but okay.
Go to the police, ask someone something. I had actually recently, I forgot to tell you guys. So there's been a thing on Facebook where this friend of mine that I've known my whole life, and he hardly ever posts on Facebook. And all of a sudden these posts were coming up saying, look at this, you know, I'm doing better than I ever have in life. Things are going so well. I invested in this Bitcoin. Here's this land that I bought. Da da da. You know, showing off different things and saying, you know, this is, let's talk about it. I can help you invest and all those kind of things. And the first time I saw it, I was like, okay. But then I saw it again. And I was like, that just doesn't seem like something he would do.
At any point, did you think, wow, good for him. Maybe I should talk to
him. Well, some people, a lot of people did put congratulations and whatever. Well, let's say fast forward a few weeks, another person that I had gone to high school with called me. Mm. And I was like, what the heck's that guy calling me for? I didn't even answer the phone, but he left me a message. And I called him right back because he said, hey, so I thought I saw where you liked this post that so-and-so put up, and I've been talking to him about it, and I was going to send him some money, but I just wasn't sure. And I know you talked to him more, you know, you've been in better contact with him than I have.
Wow.
Wondered if you knew anything about it. And I mean, thank God,
yeah.
Because he was about to send him $5,000 or more dollars to invest in this Bitcoin. And I was like, have you only been talking to him on Messenger? He was like, yeah, but, and then he's like, and he keeps getting a little more urgent, like being kind of pushy and stuff. And I was like, you know, I wanted it to be like, dude, why did you even fall for this? But you just don't know how certain people's minds think. And if they, you know, that everybody wants to get rich quick, everybody wants to whatever. And I talked him out of it, and it turned out, you know, it was a scam.
Wow. Do you think we're extra judgy just because we see it all the time?
Maybe.
Because we're constantly looking at the news and we're constantly talking about stories like this and we're like, oh my God, here's another one.
Maybe so. I just,
and that for the average person doesn't.
The worst thing is I feel sorry for the old people who get taken by it.
Yeah, for real.
Because they're just, you know, they put them in a panic mode or whatever kind of thing.
Well, but especially like that. I mean, like the romance scams, I don't necessarily feel as bad just because I'm like, that's your own vanity.
Oh, come on, man.
But if it's,
Elon Musk needs love too out there.
Brad Pitt is writing me from the hospital bed. But no, but the ones where it's like, yeah, like you're going to get arrested or, you know, you're in a lot of trouble. And again, I mean, I still go back to every time I go to Home Depot and at the self checkout, it says, you know, the IRS will never ask you for an iTunes gift card, basically. They have a placard right there at the self checkout.
Do they really have that up there at the Home Depot?
Well, I mean, not specific. Like, it'll say, like, these. You know, do not buy gift cards for, you know.
You're kidding. It's that prevalent that they would put a sign up.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah. And, now I forget what I was going to say. Go ahead.
Was it about the board cutting section? Because I also know that nobody's ever there to see you at the board cutting section.
You can get out of tax debt if you report to the board cutting area.
But when they do the scam where they, like, call and try to say, Grandma, this is your grandson, but they, you know, don't say their name or whatever, and they're like, you gotta send me money right now. Okay.
Yeah, I told you my mom had that happen. She busted him. Nope, you don't sound like him. Bye.
Good.
So do you think, like, let's just say, and I'm not accusing anybody because I think I know the answer, if you were to subscribe to, let's say, an OnlyFans channel, in this day and age, is that cheating on your person?
I mean, not directly, but it's also not, I don't know.
Most people say yes, that it's cheating.
Well, my first answer was going to say no, but then I'm like, yeah, kind of. It's just, there's something skeevy about it.
It's like the second you pay for it.
And especially if there's only one that you look at.
Oh, so if I had 15, it's okay.
No, well, I mean,
then you're just perfect.
Okay, like if you're going to talk about going, if you're watching adult films and you're watching, you know, a few of them randomly every once in a while, somehow that doesn't seem as bad as only looking at naked pictures of this one certain person.
Really?
Well, I'm rationalizing something that I don't even really believe, so I don't know why I'm saying this.
Right?
No, don't look at any other naked people.
I've known people who broke up because of that stuff.
Yeah, I'm not into it. And I think that's, if anything, it's something you should be shared with your person or don't at all. It's
hey, honey,
weird.
Check this out.
You know what I'm talking about.
No, I know.
Hey,
I don't know.
You know you wanted to see this? The next time I looked at this, you wanted to see it?
What do you think?
What would I think if I had a significant other and they, if it was totally in secret and private time and it wasn't in any way shared, then that feels sneaky and it feels cheaty. But if there was an open conversation about, hey, I like to watch this stuff, you want to get in on it, you can.
Yeah.
But I've already subscribed to this channel and you can't believe it and you can't measure up to it.
Oh. I just
don't say that.
Are you sure? Is this why I don't have somebody to
look,
cheat
man,
on?
Might be.
I'm being faithful to you, but
this guy's way better looking than you.
I fall into the, like, once you start really paying for it, like you're seeking it out specifically, paying money, you know,
right.
It's like, all right, that's a bit much.
Hmm. I get that.
Right. You're flipping around on TV and you find a sexy movie, that's one thing. But if you're...
And I also, I will say, I mean... I guess my exception is if it's an extraordinary occasion, like if there is some super celebrity or something like.
Who would be that?
I don't. Sydney Sweeney.
I don't know that. Oh, Sydney Sweeney.
Yes.
I thought you said Cindy. Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
she's already pretty much out there.
That's what I was going to say. You can find that.
But at the same time,
really?
I guess.
Really? You're going to say, honey, Thursday night, Sydney Sweeney is putting out this all nude movie and I'm going to watch it and I'm going to pay $30 for it.
I never said that.
No, well, you said it'd be okay, so you should be able to tell her.
No, I'm trying to rationalize why I would pay it, but I don't know if I would bring my wife into the conversation.
Well,
there it is. That's where it crosses the line right there.
But that's where you crossed the line. So
I got to go to Home Depot and get a gift card.
I'm going to go get some boards.
But even
cut.
If that was available, I don't believe you'd watch it because it's not okay.
Well, no, I would Google it. I would find it somewhere.
Yeah.
I wouldn't pay for it.
I don't Google that.
You have to use your right search terms to.
I got
to
use the right computer.
It's connected to your work.
What the hell's going on? There's so many noises around here today.
It's the alarm telling him that he's been looking at the wrong things and he shouldn't be Googling it.
So are we ready to put our money together and get some tickets for the Fire Fest? You know what I want?
Oh,
I
God.
Want one of those single pieces of bread with a half a piece of cheese on it in the to-go box.
I want to be in a tent that's not really a tent.
Do they have any names attached to it?
Not yet.
Fire Festival 2, that's all they know. No, they don't have any lineup yet.
Yeah.
And tickets start at $1,400 and go as high as $1.1 million.
Wow.
A ticket.
And there will be water adventures, which will be...
I mean, just trying to get off the boat?
Kiddie
pool. If you can survive to land, have fun.
A kiddie pool. Extreme sports.
Which is trying to get the right... What were those things? The weird space tents that they had?
Yeah.
You had to get one?
Leisure and wellness.
Trying to find a port-a-john that works.
And cultural and creative activities.
That goes back to the cool bread sandwich thing you had there.
Yeah, man. That looks... Oh, that was luxurious. For a few thousand dollars, there's no roof over your head, there's really nothing going on, and you get a half a cheese sandwich that's not even sandwiched. It's just sitting on it.
Look, they're promising this time. Mr. McFarland said things will be different. He's getting together with him, hotel and travel and ticketing companies, and he's wearing glasses now, so you can trust him.
I can trust him now. I didn't realize he was wearing glasses.
Yeah.
It was also the anniversary of that super sweet AI fake Willy Wonka experience.
Oh, God.
That poor messy Oompa Loompa showed up in my feed again the other day.
Oh,
the saddest Oompa Loompa bartender, and then that weird mystery thing with the silver mask.
All of that was sad.
But I feel like this is happening more and more. Like, Fyre Festival really, you know, kind of put scam excursions on the map.
But it was at the same time, though, that all of them were trying to do these big things and all these experiences.
Yeah.
And it turned out that they were all just taking your money.
Well, none of that's for me anyway. That's for rich people who have tons and tons of time, you know, and they don't have to be anywhere.
Right. Who can spend $1,400? And that's the minimum.
Yeah. And you're there for days.
Yeah.
What experience do you think you would if you would pony up that kind of money? Because it's funny because I even see like bands that I like will do cruises or do like a beach, you know, come for this beach weekend. I even saw one, you know, the band Tool, which is like metal kind of, and they were doing like part of a
they've all got something. There's actually a Bon Jovi cruise, and
does he go?
He, you know, the only reason why I'm not like just losing my mind over that is because I've been on one of these celebrity cruises, and I know how they can pop in and out if they want to, or, you know, with the, all the bands, some of them do stay on the boat. Some of them do hang out with the people. Some of them that are super cool.
Yeah.
And other ones you only see when they do their performance, and then they figure they, you know, next port they're out and they hide in their rooms the whole time. So he's going to be on there and the whole band is going to be on there, but who knows how much, when, where, why, how.
Did they, did you do, it was like one of those, like it was like a hair band cruise, right?
Yeah, it was Monsters of Rock cruise.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Who was there that you saw?
Tesla, Kix, Faster Pussycat. Oh gosh, there were so many bands. Cinderella.
Oh.
A lot of leather Speedos.
Night Ranger.
Wow.
No, none of this.
So the bigger bands just come and go, but then some folks are there on the cruise all the time, like, hey, it's me, Bubsy Wubsy. Would you like to hear another song?
Actually, no, the lead singer of Tesla was in the, like, he was hanging in the pool with everybody, and he was super cool. They said the singer from Cinderella, he had really bad seasickness.
Oh, wow.
So he pretty much just came out and played the show and then hid the rest of the time. But some of the other people were out walking around. It just depended.
Well, how do you not know you get seasick and then you book a cruise?
I don't know. Maybe never been on one before.
Hello? Hey, guys! Can you come to the door? It's me, Bubsy Wubsy.
Nah, listen, man. I'm good. I'm good.
I have your Dramamine.
I'm going to make this towel into a koala.
Well, Roger Daltrey did one of those a couple of years ago, and I don't think he stayed on the boat. I think he just came and played his couple of songs.
You hear a helicopter?
Basically.
Probably, yeah.
But I was thinking about, like, that's my hero. Him and Pete would be the two that are still alive that would move me to do something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And even if it's him, I don't want any part of it.
But you also...
But you hate cruises.
I hate crowds.
Yeah, and there's a lot he hates. But I think it would also be that you wouldn't want to share that experience with everybody else on the boat.
No.
Yeah. You want a one-on-one cruise with Pete and Roger.
Exactly.
Yes!
I'd pay $1,400 for a
one-on-one...
Yeah, a weekend.
A pontoon with...
Of us all just hanging out and stuff.
Pontooning with Pete.
Yes. Yeah,
get him on a high rock.
But still, $1,400 is kind of high. That's kind of high for that, you know?
Yeah, I can't think of anybody out there right now.
Hey, it's me, Bubsy Wubsy.
No, definitely not you. I mean, I'm coming back around on Grohl. Like, maybe if, like, Grohl and I could go out, like...
Yeah, just you and him.
Cooking some meat.
Are you going to sit him down and have a conversation about how he disappointed you?
Did you see, by the way, that the baby mama was, like, a 38-year-old lady? Had you seen that?
No.
What does that do for you?
Well, we had assumed through the internet that it was a much younger
babysitter.
Well,
the family friend kind of thing, possibly.
Yeah.
Oh, like a nanny?
That's what I heard.
Potentially, or maybe it was some groupie, but it sounds like it is kind of a groupie, but 38.
But you have to also understand that Dave Grohl is like 50-something years old, so 38 is still kind of a young groupie.
But he could still pull. He could pull 19,
right? But how many 19-year-olds are chasing around Dave Grohl? He could be their dad.
I bet you a lot.
Bill Belichick's girlfriend.
That's different. He's
what is it? What,
but you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying. Most of the groupies for the Foo Fighters are not 19-year-olds.
No, but I'm just saying he could be discerning and only cheat on his wife with the 19-year-old.
Well,
ones,
maybe
not
he
the
thought by being with a little bit older woman, they'd be a little
but
more
anyway,
responsible.
That said, Dave, I'm sorry I was so judgy. I'm ready to talk, especially if you are going to do a Nirvana reunion tour. I really would like us.
Can't
to
do a Nirvana reunion tour.
So you'd do $1,400 to have a meal with Dave?
Yeah, man. We could cook some meat. Yeah. Talk.
Dave likes to cook.
What if you were just going to sit down and eat? Is that worth $1,400? Just to sit across from Dave? And Dave probably is going to have some people with him, some representatives that he's going to talk to, and he won't just be looking and talking to you, probably.
No, it'd have to be one-on-one.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't want to share him.
Look, me and John, it's going to be real uncomfortable because you know I'm not good at small talk.
You're going to sit on the same side of the table with him, aren't you?
No, I hate that. No, I really hate that. So, no, I would not
We're
going to
split the tater skins.
But we would have a hard time because I'm not good with small talk, especially when I'm nervous.
Wow. But I think 1400 is the number we've landed on here.
So I mean, it's a lot of money in this day and age for me, but
no doubt.
I feel like for a certain, like a once in a lifetime experience, I could try to rationalize it.
Yeah, nah, I can't do it. I'm not gonna do it.
I'd rather spend it on that than, you know.
You wouldn't spend $1,400 to have a one-on-one dinner with Roger Daltrey.
That's a lot, man. I've been spending a lot of money.
Well, sell a couple Stooges things.
I was gonna say you probably spent $1,400 on an accumulation of things.
Stop. Don't say anything else about
it. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just saying, though, if you really put it into the big
perspective. Just because you're feeling guilty about your finances doesn't mean it's not worth it.
So look, you buy less of the other stuff, and then you get your one-on-one with Roger.
I'm trying not to buy anything out of that world anymore, man.
You will never stop.
One of the biggest collectors. You know, I'm like third tier compared to this guy. His name's Richard, and he started out when... some of the older folks were still alive, like Shemp's wife was still alive, and he would go visit her and get stuff, and he has some amazing things. And he had probably the coolest collection out of anybody that I know. He had a sale like year before last or something through Heritage Auctions, which is one of the big auction houses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I talked to him the other day, and he said, I lost $2 million in that sale.
Jesus.
$2 million. When Moe's family did that sale that I mentioned to you guys quite often back in 2019,
yeah,
Richard told me he dropped $500,000 on that auction.
So when you say he's lost $2 million, is it that depreciation of the stuff that he bought that he thought it was still worth
kind of thing? The money he made off the sale versus what he had in the stuff, he lost $2 million. And he was telling me, I mean, he was like doom and gloom. He was like, it's over. It's done. They lasted longer than Laurel and Hardy. They lasted longer than Abbott and Costello, but it is over. You talk to anybody 35 years old or younger, they don't know what you're talking about, and they don't care. He's like, my kids didn't care. That's why I sold everything, you know?
Wow, Eeyore, thanks for this conversation.
You brought it up.
You big Debbie Downer. Leave me alone.
A little sad right
this
now.
This is why I've been talking to Larry's great-grandson. I haven't reached out to Kurt in a while, but I've been trying to give him my idea to redo the old shorts with, like, remember Workaholics, those guys? That kind of an approach to it, but use the same scripts, the same gags, the same, you know, physical stuff, but a very modernized, like, almost looks like a viral video version of it.
That's a neat concept.
But so do you think then if they do that, then that will make people seek out the originals?
I do. I think if it gets to be critical mass where those, quote, viral videos, everybody's talking about them, everybody's watching them, and then somebody makes the discovery, hey, look what I just found. There's a different version of the Three Stooges, and here it is. That could bump our market back up in the eventual, over a course of a couple of years.
You never know, too. You never know what's going to come back around in culture. I mean,
No, you don't. And that is definitely a good attempt at it. That would be...
God, what was... Oh, I was watching... there's a Questlove... From the Roots.
Love him.
Did the documentary on Sly and the Family Stone on Hulu.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Sly was a genius. He still is a genius. Yeah. He's still alive.
Right.
But they were talking about how Sly was constantly trying to stay relevant, and all the while, he didn't realize that he was relevant because the hip-hop culture and the younger crowd were sampling all the songs. Yeah. So he's out there trying to make new music to be like, to catch lightning in a bottle again, and everyone's like, no, dude, you already did it.
Nobody wants to hear that new stuff.
Selling your stuff to these other people.
And they were also lamenting about the fact that, you know, I guess the manager at the time, they didn't know anything about, you know, long-term royalty rights and all that stuff, so they had signed all that away. But I will highly recommend. That was a really good documentary.
I love that stuff.
That band was amazing.
You know, you've heard the Sly story that I have, right?
I don't know.
My first father-in-law was a concert promoter. They had a gig called Whisper Entertainment back in Virginia Beach in the 60s and 70s. One of the guys, Gene, is the guy who picked up the Beatles at the airport.
Oh, cool.
And all this kind of stuff. The first time the Who heard one of their songs on the radio was in Gene's car. That kind of cool stuff.
Oh, neat. Yeah.
So they're at the show, and Sly is the headliner, and somebody says, you got to come get Sly. And he's like, not making any sense. He can't hold his head up. He can't walk. He's just slurring, drunk, drugs, whatever it was. He was in no shape to do anything. So the guys said, you're going out there. You're going on that stage. So they grabbed him each under an arm and dragged him basically to the curtain And then the band starts. They push him out, and he goes out there, hey, 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 and knocks it out.
Just came alive.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they said that was one of the biggest issues was that he drugs and then tardiness and not showing up to gigs and then kind of just... But then they even said, like, even when that he could snap it in when he did, you know,
isn't that
if
great?
He needed to, but yeah.
I think all drunks think they're snapping it in. Everybody thinks. And nobody can tell.
But no one has seen them. People are like, oh, he did really great. Well, imagine how great he would have done if he'd actually been sober.
But yeah.
But you wonder, is that the secret sauce? Could he have done it that funky if he was sober? Think about it.
Hey, I'd be doing it funkier.
We appreciate you joining us on the Simon Says podcast. Like we said, tell your friends, click a like and subscribe. We'll do another one soon, and you can listen to us on the radio anytime on the Odyssey app and click that button and talk to us sometime. 336-373-0987 is the number too. Got a final thought, Charlie?
If John would like to have dinner, I promise to serve more than just a half a cheese sandwich.
How about you?
Come on down to Maddie's Rumblings. We got Burt Rumblings. We got Grilled Rumblings.
Hot Dog Rumblings. All right, next time.
Get up, get up, get up. It's the Get Up Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.